You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kasterman. I am joined by Jordan Bastian. We are talking Tribe. It's year 2016, in case you haven't noticed. And the Indians very much hoping to be in the thick of things in the AL Central in 16. They've made some moves to that end. The acquisitions of Mike Napoli and Rajay Davis. They've done some non-roster signings in the bullpen. Certainly a need JB from the left-hand side. Gorzolani, Detweiler, Joe Thatcher are all going to be in that group in spring training competing for a job. But the theme this week is bold predictions for 2016. And because we still have some time left here in the hot stove season, I want to get your bold prediction. Do the Indians do anything else of substance between now and the opening of camp in Goodyear, Arizona?
You know, I don't think it's going to sound very bold to say that no. I don't think there will be a major move between here and when we get to Goodyear for the start of spring. I think the additions of Mike Napoli and Rajay Davis were kind of the big free agent moves to complement the roster that's already in place. And as we've discussed multiple times, I think what kind of complicated the situation was the fact that Michael Brantley will be returning. You know, I think that sort of muddled how the Indians could approach the outfield, you know, knowing that he was coming back. So, no, I don't think there will be any major moves. You know, maybe we'll see some depth moves in the weeks leading up to spring.
One name we've heard pretty consistently this winter, and even here in the later stages of the winter, is Juan Uribe. And that just points to the general uncertainty at third base with the way Giovanni Urshela, he battled some injuries, of course. He didn't perform that well offensively, although he definitely took this team up a notch defensively. So give me a bold prediction for 2016. Who is the opening day third baseman?
I'm going to go Jose Ramirez. I know that might surprise some, but I think there's, as you mentioned, there's just so much uncertainty surrounding Urshela right now. I think the fact that there still is continued interest in sort of an older player like Uribe kind of shows that they're still exhausting their alternatives there. You know, Uribe, they would maybe look to him for a one-year deal. You know, last I heard was his asking price would probably have to come down for the Indians to consider bringing him to the fold. But, you know, he would sort of make sense or make more sense as a partner at third base for a player like Ramirez, given that Urshela and Uribe kind of have similar splits. So I think given all the health issues last year, there's a chance they want to open Urshela at AAA, maybe get that confidence going again before they bring him right back up to the big leagues.
Especially with Michael Brantley out and, you know, Mike Napoli comes in and potential middle of the order bat run producer for them. But still, a lot of this team's fortunes will hinder on Carlos Santana having a strong offensive year. I think that's a somewhat reasonable assessment of things. But what is your what's your bold prediction for Carlos Santana? I don't know if you want to throw out any numbers or just general expectations for Carlos Santana 2016.
Well, I was going to say 50 home runs and a gold glove, but I think that'd be a little too bold. How about
that's a hallucination.
One?
That's not a prediction.
Yeah.
Hallucination.
How about this one? In spring training, we will see Carlos Santana try left field. I think that is pretty bold, but I think he's shown a willingness in the past to be open to trying something new. We saw that with third base a couple years ago, and we also saw how that worked out. And he's also voiced a little discontent over being a DH or going down a path that would put him on the road to being a full-time DH. So I think it would not surprise me if he and Francona discuss the situation leading up to spring, and maybe they say, hey, if you want to be in the field more, you know, maybe let's try you out in left field, see what you look like. You've been athletic at first base. You know, let's see what you can do out there while Brantley's out. Maybe we can mix and match a little bit, work you into the lineup as something other than a DH. So I think that would be the bold prediction as we sit here right now. But I still think when we get to the end of the year, you're going to see majority of his at-bats coming as a designated hitter.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear that, and I can't be alone in hearing that and thinking of the name Ryan Gurko, a former catcher, then a first baseman, and the Indians tried him out unsuccessfully in left field. That's the name that comes to mind there. But, hey, stranger things have worked and happened in this game. We know that. And certainly the motivation to not be a full-time DH at 30 has to be very strong. So we'll see how that develops.
How about Francisco Lindor coming off a second-place finish, of course, in Rookie of the Year? And, you know, his offensive contributions, we all know this kid could be a primetime player, but I think he certainly exceeded expectations in 2015, especially the way his initial big league break-in went. It took some time for him to find his footing, as is normal. But, you know, you look up at the end of the year, he had incredible offensive numbers. Even, you know, decent amount of extra base power, 12 homers, 22 doubles in 99 games. Give me a bold prediction for Francisco Lindor in 2016 in his sophomore effort.
That his home run total at the end of the year will look very similar to his home run total in his rookie year. You know, it's cold in Cleveland right now, and it's going to be cold in Cleveland in April, and, you know, that can, the start of the year can kind of be a shock to some of the guys who haven't been up playing in Cleveland at the start of the season. I think he's going to maybe go through a little bit of adjustment period, maybe that first little learning curve early on in the year. You know, I think that's something a lot of guys have to get used to. I think we saw peak Lindor over the last couple months in the second half. We saw a very, you know, struggling player when he first came to the big leagues. He obviously overcame that in a huge way, but I don't see him as a guy, and no one really did through his minor league career as a 15, 20 home run guy. I could see him finishing the year in that 12 to 15 range, but any more than that I think would be too much to expect. I think we saw, as I mentioned, just kind of that peak offensive level, and it would be great to see that continue, but there will be growing pains next year for sure.
Yeah, I think that's fair, that's reasonable, and it's not like one of those deals where everything you got offensively is a bonus, because of course you want something out of that bat, but he's so good defensively that it can make up a lot of ground if he's not quite as productive from a power standpoint. So they're certainly looking forward to a full season from him, again, especially from a defensive standpoint. Last one, JB, the rotation. The big mm-hmm. three up front, Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco, Danny Salazar. Great strides from Salazar last season. We've seen tremendous second halves from Carrasco the last two seasons. And, of course, Corey Kluber with the Cy Young effort in 2014. And really, the peripheral numbers suggest a 2015 season that really wasn't that far off. So I want a bold prediction from you. Which one of those guys is most likely to contend for a Cy Young in 2016?
Oh, man. I'll say Carrasco would be the most likely to contend for the Cy Young. But, you know, I'll throw another one out there. I'll say Danny Salazar leads the team in wins this year. I know you know my thoughts, and you probably agree on win-loss total, so that doesn't mean much. But, you know, let's throw a couple layers to that. But I think Carrasco looks to me like he is really poised to have a breakout year, you know, even more so than he did last year. He looks like an ace of the staff, and it's great to see given – you know, the how low he was a couple seasons ago and how people were ready to sort of ride him out of town. And, you know, now here he is as a sort of coveted player around the league. Lots of people trying to trade for him. A very affordable contract. Great guy in the clubhouse. And a guy that, you know, has sort of salvaged that trade that brought him over here.
Absolutely. All right. Good stuff from Jordan Bashton. As always, I want to thank him for joining us. And thank you for tuning in to our bold predictions for 2016. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.